You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Right, in a few minutes, I'm going to be chatting to Craig V from Wicked World. So I thought to set the scene, I will play you Truth by them. And at the end of the interview, we'll play their latest one. That's called Truth, and it comes to you from Wicked World. And sitting with me in the studio is Craig V from the band Wicked World. Hello, Craig. Welcome to Zone
Radio. Hello, lady. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you. It's always nice to meet new musicians that I've never met before.
New musicians with grey beards.
With grey beards.
New.
So tell me, when you say new, well, I said new. How long has Wicked World been going?
Wicked World's been going about 2.5 years, I think. I'm really bad with my dates and everything, but it's been
time flies by so
absolutely.
Quickly.
Absolutely, we've just been traveling, doing our thing.
Okay, great. Yeah. And you're Cape Town based?
Somerset West, specifically. And that's it. So it comprises the vocalist Ruan Grobbelaar, the Renegade. He's on vocals and acoustic. I'm on vocals and electric.
Okay.
And acoustic. And then we've got Rowan Slemon on bass and vocals. and Dolph Lombard on drums and vocals.
Okay, so yeah. Four of you.
Yeah.
And you all live in Somerset West.
Yeah. Rowan, myself, and Ruan live in Somerset, and Dolph lives in Strand. St. Rand.
St. Rand.
St. Rand, yeah.
Where it blows like crazy.
Yeah.
Somerset West is actually beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. So
joking, it's beautiful.
So what, do you play at venues around that area or?
We play anywhere and everywhere. So, I mean, we've played in Namibia. We were at Strab, this last Strab in Mozambique.
Okay.
We had a residency in Ponta de Oro the last December. Last year, we were also in, where were we again, Craig? We were Joburg, Pretoria.
Okay.
We also did a bit of Swaziland. Ruan and I did a couple of tours before that, the Garden Route.
Okay.
Even Transkei, we played in Transkei. Yeah,
gosh, you're busy.
Yeah, we go. Durban, South Africa.
Ah, we've got a beautiful country, so it's worth traveling. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, how do you get all these gigs? I mean, the musicians who've been around for years and who are struggling to get gigs. How do you go about getting so many?
I have to give the credit to Ron for that one because he's traveled a lot since, I don't know when, like maybe 7 years he started going up the Garden Route and he lived on the Garden Route as well, like Natchez Valley and met people along the way. Ended up in Mozambique living there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you meet people on the road.
Yeah.
Hey, we need someone to come play here or there or everywhere.
Okay.
The Namibia connection is more from a buddy of mine who's out in Nootik, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've been going to Namibia, I mean, every year since about 2012. That's me, not Wicked World. So so that's kind of making connections through that friend. Mm. Ended up playing there.
Okay, awesome. Bunch.
So two, you
know. I hate to say it, but Namibia is still on my bucket list. I've never been.
Yeah, I'd never been to KZN before.
Wow.
Maybe a year and a bit ago, like I was just, my word. We were on our way to Mozambique and we were driving through the north of, I think it's the north of KZN.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark. Anyway, and I realized that, you know, I love history.
Mm.
I mean, I realized that, but I realized that we were driving past Blood River.
Okay.
So we were listening to podcasts about, you know, that whole thing, Piet Retief and all these people.
Yes.
And I find it really interesting.
It was an interesting era in our country, wasn't it? It was a hard era as well, very, very difficult.
Flip, but it must have been so ridiculous. I was talking to the crowd. I had a solo show on Sunday, and I was and it was in Strand, in St. Rand, and I said, hey, everybody, welcome to Mostert's Bay, because apparently that was what it was called.
Okay.
And then I was just thinking about, what did I say, the food truckers used to come to Mostert's Bay on their way to Solari's Pass to buy some fish and chips. Drive through, clippity clop.
Not in newspaper in those days.
No newspaper.
Definitely not clippity clop. I love it. So you've obviously been in the music world for a while then.
I have.
Yeah. So where were you before?
I'd say professionally, I've only really been doing it, you know, full time for about the last 12, 13 years.
Okay.
In the 90s, I had a band. It was only a little cover band. And that band, we only played like, I think, one show.
Right.
And that one of those other bands turned to the Springbok. Well, Theo Cross from the Springbok Nude Girls, he was in the band with me. And then they went on to do that. And then I kind of went to Europe and blah, blah, blah. I had a band in England, a couple of bands in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been around.
And now you're back here to stay,
are you? Yes. Was this? Tays Bez.
Yeah.
I think that's what they say.
So you're one of those travel people who has decided that your roots definitely belong here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of musicians feel, though, that they need to go overseas to make it.
And they're not wrong, really. Mm. I mean, you could sit and chisel out your own niche here if you wanted to, but it's really quite crowded for what you can do. I mean,
but it's crowded. It's over crowded, there
but
too.
It is. It's crowded, but it's not.
Mm.
Well, I guess it depends on what you want, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just want to hang out and have a normal, I'm doing those inverted commas,
yes,
life, then yeah. But we definitely want to go hit the road, probably Germany, mm-hmm, base ourselves there. I lived there for a bit and okay, there's some people. So we could just base ourselves there somehow and shoot off to where we need to go. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing about, I would say specifically Europe. America, you could do it too. It's just that, like, I would rather branch out in Europe somehow and get, you know, I mean, you travel 2 hours from Bremen, say, in the north of Germany. You're at the border, less than 2 hours.
Correct, yeah.
You're in Holland.
Catch a train and do the whole of Europe just about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can just travel 20 minutes down the road and cover a lot of ground. Mm. You can literally, I mean, you drive everyone in the band mad, and there would be scratchy eyes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But just because four guys on the road is
it could be fun though.
No, absolutely, it'll definitely be fun. But you know, everyone likes their space every now and then.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, especially when you're cooped up in one room because you're lacking finances or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Who ate the last 2 minute noodles? Me. Anyway.
So how would you describe Wicked World's music?
So what we call it kind of pop rock, really.
Pop
rock. I mean, rock.
I would call it melodic rock.
Oh, that, okay. Mm. I'll take that as well, yeah. We've, what are the first four singles? I mean, music is very pop. Truth is very kind of pop as well, more acoustic. What's the other one? Where I Belong. Five singles. Where I Belong.
Mm-hmm.
Then 427 is more electric.
Yeah.
And African. And then the latest one, Be Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely, there's a kind of singer-songwriter folky aspect to that, okay, in my opinion.
All right.
And it turns into some heavy at the end, you know.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
do you guys write your own material?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, who mainly does the writing?
It's Ron and myself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So does one handle the lyrics and the other one the melody, or do you combine?
Combine chops and changes. I'll add something here. He adds something there.
Okay.
So on and so forth.
And where do you get your inspiration for songs from?
Oh, wow. Well, music was, so the first single, Music, was about hangovers and how, you know, how you, in your mind, you go through the night before and you go, oh, my word, what did I say?
What did I do?
Oopsie. And it all starts coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that song's about that.
We can all relate to it at some stage of our lives.
Yeah. And then there's Truth is about, you know, people ask you advice and they, so someone breaks up with someone and they're all over you, oh, what do I do? And you give them advice, but then they just keep on falling into the same trap over and over.
Mm.
So that's what that song is really about.
Right.
You know, we're getting older. I'm not that shoulder. You can't cry on, you know, all the time.
Yeah. And often when you give someone advice, if it doesn't go that way for them, then they can turn on you, which is not good for
exactly
a friendship anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it's everything. I just use a relationship as an example, but it can be anything.
Mm.
And it's just like it gets a bit old, and I don't want to generalize, but I've met a lot of people like that.
Mm-mm.
I might have been one of those people as well.
I think we've all been one of those people at some stage of our lives.
Yeah, everyone wants a little bit of attention, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you feel like your whole world's crumbling.
Yeah.
It's amazing how when one relationship dies and breaks up or whatever, you suddenly think your whole world has come to an end.
For sure,
it really isn't. Sometimes it's a really good lesson, and hopefully you get something better going further down the road.
Which I find funny as well. Was somewhere last weekend or the weekend before when I met a couple with a friend of mine, and they started talking about the girl's ex-boyfriend, the woman's ex-boyfriend, and the new boyfriend was sitting right there while they were talking about it.
No, that's just wrong.
And she was moaning, you know, da 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 da. He's a man, and she looked really angry, like she was still angry with him.
Mm.
And I think I made light of it, but I didn't just sit and watch it, because I thought, how bad must her new boyfriend feel? Exactly. Just sitting there on the side.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, one door closing, another one opening. Where's the kind of...
Mm.
If she didn't break up with the last guy,
yeah,
she wouldn't have met this guy.
Exactly.
But she's still stuck on him.
And he's feeling like an outsider.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's guys who do the same.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Relationships, strange. Complicated things, yeah. Aren't they? But good to write songs about.
Yeah, and Where I Belong, I read this book called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I don't know if you've read that.
I haven't.
It's only a thin little book.
I've heard
but
about it. Yeah.
It's just, I read it at a point in my life where it just made complete sense to me, and I was like, oop. And so there's a lot of references to that, and it's just really, I think it's probably about a relationship as well. Oopsie. 47.
That is very political, I think, and it's the lyrics are brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
I listened to the lyrics and I thought, wow.
Thank you.
Because it really makes sense.
Yeah, that's Ruan, myself, and Theo Cross from the Springbok New Girls. We wrote the lyrics for that.
Okay.
So I would say that song originally had other lyrics. The lyrics were more about a guy who lived through that whole first voting stage in 94.
Yes.
And it's 30 years later. Yep. And it kind of didn't make sense to kind of do that. I mean, everyone loves a hopeful song. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just I couldn't really bring myself to back that anymore.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way or anything, but it's just not the reality. So
no, it's not.
Kind of changes.
And you know, music is a great way to protest as well. And songs like that are really necessary because I think you're kind of saying what a lot of people are feeling.
Yeah.
And hopefully they relate to the song as well as I did.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. I mean, there's no political aspiration or intention at that at all. That is just... And I shouldn't generalize, like I said, but it's the more people you speak to, the more unhappy they are about our situation.
Yeah.
And I mean... European folks, African folks, everyone.
Well, yeah, exactly, all walks of life. And I think people were kind of hopeful for this last election, and it's been a huge letdown as well. So we don't know where we're going, do we?
No.
Anyway, we won't talk about politics. No. We're here to talk about music.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is hope in that song right at the end. I think the last lyric Ruan sings is, and I hope I'm alive for the change.
Mm.
To see the mountain smiling over Table Bay again.
Yes,
So there's definitely hope in there. We love this place. We love this country.
No, this country it gets into your blood. And if you're born here, people understand. If they're born here, it's kind of in your blood.
Yeah.
Even if you do migrate overseas, there's always a longing, I think, for this country.
Yeah, definitely.
And always an interest in it as well.
Or you can live in Australia or... Which I say Australia is more Perth, I think.
Yeah.
Or London, and meet other South Africans at Briars.
Mm.
You moan about living where they are, and then just talk about Omar Rusks and.
Yes.
Did I say Omar Rusks?
Omar.
Omar Rusks. Imagine that.
Omar.
I've seen from
Isn't
Up in Smoke.
Washing powder?
Yeah, I was thinking of Up in Smoke now, the movie.
So tell me, are you all professional musicians? Is this how you earn your living?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so I do.
All four of you?
Yeah, well, Rowan works on a wine farm, but he...
Oh, nice.
He's a manager, yeah.
Yeah?
He's a manager on a wine farm out there in Solaris Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Ruan does it full-time, I do it full-time, and Dolph does it full-time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's you can make a viable living out of music.
Yeah, I mean, you got to spread yourself thin, but it is what it is. Like, I got a bunch of projects. There's Last Out Dave, there's Die Torten Uncles with Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got there's a band called Damn Right.
Mm-hmm.
But these are like cover bands.
Yeah.
But the main one is Wicked World. Is Wicked World. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're involved in other interests as well, but your main focus is on Wicked World.
And then I play solo shows, you know, kind of bar gigs and things like that, or markets or restaurants or whatever, yeah.
Okay, and there's quite a call for those out that way.
Yeah, I mean, Stellenbosch is just there. I mean, obviously, weather depending.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's not that great, but it historically is not that great during winter. But yeah, I mean, I've played Acha before. We're playing in Cafe Rue, not too far from.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I was going to ask you if you've got any gigs planned for the valley. That Cafe Rue here in Noordhoek, eh?
That's right, and that is the. Why can't I find it? the 10th of August.
10th of August.
Yeah, a full band show.
What night is it? Please don't tell me it's a Wednesday night.
It's a Saturday.
Yay, I can go.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to come and see you.
Yeah, so, rally the troops. Let's get some bodies in there. What a great venue.
Yeah, guys, you're listening. 10th of August, noted down in your diaries. Cafe Rue, Wicked World will be performing there. I've just had a question come in from a listener. He says he's just wondering if your guest is still in touch with Arno Carstens, ex-Nude Girls band member.
I'm in touch with Theo.
Not Arno.
We never really developed like a big friendship or anything, but mutual respect. I saw him at our manager's wedding.
Okay.
Breer's wedding, which was about a year and a bit ago. And Arno was one of the best men, and I was one of the best men.
Really?
Yeah, we had a great time, like a chats. And
Yeah,
we just, you know, he's a busy man, I'm a busy man.
Mm.
But good guy.
Yeah.
Like a singer, I mean.
Very good singer.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a new one from him recently as well, so yeah.
Is it the Afrikaans one?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the, we were recording, Wicked World was recording with Fear.
Okay.
And he was kind of on the side working on that song as well.
Oh, right.
Maybe not on the side, I shouldn't say on the side, but so we got a little bit of a sneak preview at that song.
Nice.
Was like a song.
Yeah, it is a very good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the 10th of August coming up here at Cafe Rue.
Yes.
What else have you got planned for Wicked World?
We're playing in Hunklip, which is other side of the bay.
Pringle Bay.
Yeah, just down from Pringle. When is that? That is the 17th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think that's, and then we've got some tours coming up, but they haven't been confirmed, so I'm just looking for something else. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
For now.
Are you all kind of married? Do you have families that get left behind when you do all this traveling?
No. I think, Rowan's got a girlfriend and Dolph's got a girlfriend.
Okay.
But Rowan and I, no girls at the moment.
No girls?
Yeah.
There you go, girls. He's eligible.
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 Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is someone out? Zone Radios. I am eligible. You can't see what I look like there. God bless you.
We can always take a photograph.
No.
No. Well, they're going to see you at Cafe Rue.
They're going to
anyway.
See my flipping bifocals.
Okay, so lots of exciting things happening for Wicked World.
Yeah.
So you've got a new one, which I'm hoping has probably been sent to us, and we'll probably feature it in a couple of weeks.
Great, it's called Be Yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Very lucky song.
Okay, and we'll take a listen to that one when we get it, and I'm sure you'll send us a bio of what it's about, because your bios are pretty good. It's one thing, one criticism I have for South African musicians is that they don't always give a lot of information.
Yeah.
And you guys are quite good at that, which is nice, because if it's a band, I like to introduce people to who the band is, who the members are, and hopefully what the song is about, and you guys do a really good job of that.
Well, thank you for that.
Or your plugger does. I'm not sure.
Yeah, our team.
Your team.
Our office. About 30 people, and they're working really hard to come
really?
Up with. No, I'm joking.
How are you paying them?
No, we've got Breers. Ruan does a lot, and Simon does a lot for us as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of the team.
So if people want to follow.
And Rowan.
Alone. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
I'm trying to ask a question here, Craig.
Sorry, I'm just. But if people want to phone, what?
No. I was going to say, if people want to follow you, how can they find you?
That's Wicked World Band, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this. I'm really sorry. I'm gonna get it now. What is our? How do you find the handle here, my lady?
I don't know.
It's
I'm old.
Oops. It's wickedworld_ uh-huh. official.
Oh, wickedworld_official. That's on Instagram.
That's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then just look us up on Facebook, Wicked World.
And your music's on YouTube and Spotify and
it's
so
on. It's on all that Apple.
On all the social platforms. Yeah, okay,
all the good stuff.
Yeah. So the music is definitely worth listening to. We're going to take a listen to 427 in a minute. Is that what you want the song called, 427?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was a little bit confused because when I listened to the lyrics, it kind of does refer to the date in full. So
yeah, yeah. April 27. I was going through a bit of a stage with what to call songs because you get these really long titles and everything. And so fourth month, mm-hmm. 4 and the 27th of the 4th.
Yeah,
so
427
April 27.
Makes sense, yeah. You can't hear.
Yeah.
Aren't you lucky? we can hear you.
Oh, that's fine then.
Is that a bit better? No.
It's this cable over here.
Oh, the cable's coming loose, maybe. Okay.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Zern.
So what else can you share with the listeners of interest about the Wicked World?
Of interest, our shows are lacquer. We enjoy them. We like to include the audience.
Do you only play your own original music in your shows, or do you do covers?
We
as
do
well?
A couple of covers here and there,
mm-hmm.
but mainly just original.
Okay, that's good.
We try and get the crowd going, so you know, not everyone's sitting there, and
because
that's quite an interesting place to put yourself as a muso is playing music to people that don't know your songs.
Yes.
So they've got no choruses to sing along to things like that. So
correct.
It's you've got to work double hard.
Which is why a lot of musicians shy away from that. And it upsets me terribly. I mean, people who've been listening to the show for a while know how I feel. I love original music.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I go and see a musician who I know is a great singer-songwriter and all I hear is covers, I get really disappointed. Yeah. But they all say to me, that's what the audience wants.
Generally, that's the kind of feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to be included in a group, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, applause is, do you know how cool applause is for a musician?
I'm sure.
It's like, it's amazing. There's no feeling like it.
Yeah.
That
it's
someone
like getting a paycheck.
Yeah, it's better than the money.
Yeah, no, I can
just
imagine.
Just joking, the money's great.
I can imagine. And and getting them to interact to your own music, I think, eventually. Because how else do you get to know a band who does write their own material unless you are allowed to perform it?
And that's an amazing feeling when they're singing your songs back to you.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, can't tell you
and that's hopefully where radio actually does play a bit of a role so that people start to get to know that music.
Yeah.
Well, that's the intention of this show, but But
well, thanks for being there for us.
Well, we love being here for you and we would do it with any time.
Great.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, okay. All right. So this guy's saying he and Anna met up, so that's why he asked the question, I guess. So, okay.
Well, tell Anna I said hi.
Tell him Craig V says hi, yeah. Garth.
That's Craig V with a CRAIGVEE, not a KRAKEWIE ?
All right. We're going to take a listen to 427. And guys, book the 10th of August for Cafe Rue. It's in your area. Go and support this band. They're coming out to do a show all the way from Somerset West for us. So we all need to go and support them big time. What time is it? It's 7 normally, I think.
Yeah, it's around about there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should know, but it's probably 7.
Okay, so we can look forward to just original music. Have you got enough to do a few hours?
Yeah, we'll do some. I'm not going to tell you what the set list is now.
No, don't. Don't. Surprise me on the note.
Okay, cool. We'll expect some Stevie Wonder. Just joking. I'd love to blow Stevie Wonder.
Why?
Because he's great.
Really?
But
okay.
Going back to what you said, play original music.
Play original music.
But just applaud for us. And any music you go and see, even if they're bad, applaud for them.
Yes. And
they're trying. And
try not to talk while they're singing.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Yeah. Cafe Rue has a policy there where they ask you to keep quiet
while
musicians are playing, which is really good.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's heartbreaking when I go out, I go to listen to a musician. I don't go to listen to next door tables. conversation.
Absolutely.
So I can only imagine how it must feel for a musician to be standing up there singing and performing your heart out and no one's listening kind of thing.
That's why there's so many drinking problems on musicians. Are we going to talk after the song?
Are we going to talk after Are the we? Song? No, we're going to finish now.
Are we finishing up?
Yeah,
we're
finishing
okay,
up.
Okay, I just want to say thanks to Warren Gibson for organizing this and letting
Yes, thank you, Warren.
And big love to my boys in Wicked World, Ruan, Rowan, and Dolph. And I just want to thank my mom and my... Okay, I'm done.
You can go through the whole list. I'll give you another 2 seconds.
No, I'm all done.
Okay, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
Been wonderful meeting you. Thanks for driving all the way. And I'm sorry we had to cancel last week, but I thought it was in your interest because the weather was foul.
I had to change my brakes today as well just to come here.
Oh, okay.
No, it wouldn't have worked out last week.
So you didn't freewheel down your Oakhamsburg?
No.
Okay, well, you can't freewheel back.
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been lovely meeting you.
You too. Thanks
that's
a lot.
Craig V from Wicked World that we've been chatting to. And we're going to take a listen to 427 from Wicked World right now. '94, we thought we'd never see. Looking back, it seemed just like a dream. There were people that were born that day. They didn't have it easy, no, I'm sad to say. See, the government promised free education. And proudly called ourselves a rainbow nation. And where our school, the way we learn, they all vowed, destroyed and burned. Yesterday, as we hear say, April 27th here, no more crying, no more tears, no more trouble, no more lies, they carry on the same old lies again. In the dark, you know they sealed our fate. No solutions to keep our future safe. Many people at the voting polls. Many people with uneasy souls. 'Cause today we weep because we know that it's taken so long for the change. And now the mountains crying over Table Bay. We all here for the change to see the sun shining over Table Mountain again. What a beautiful song. I absolutely love their sound. They are Wicked World. And what an awesome guy to chat to, Craig V from Wicked World. in chatting to him for the last half hour. Absolutely fabulous guy. So please keep the 10th of August open. Go and book your tickets at Cafe Rouge. Go and see them and support them. It's so exciting to hear that they're going to do all their own original music, which is what I love to hear. I really do.